Remy, if we just start off with knocks and bruises, because particularly up front, you seem to have a few problems at the moment.
Yes, many injured player, suspended player as well. Then hopefully Gabby is back in the team, in the group, and what he showed on the West Ham game was interesting. And as I said, hopefully he's back when others are not back.
So no Justed, no Kozak for you?
Unfortunately, Kozak will be out for few weeks now because he's got a little fracture on the ankle, and then he will be out for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks probably, and then Rudy will be back earlier than Libor for sure, but then he won't be available for this weekend.
So how does that affect you? Because I think you've already said that the Norwich is more or less a must-win game. You've got to score goals to win games, and that's been a problem for you, and now you've not got personnel either.
Yes, but you know, to complain won't make my team score goals. We still have few players that can score goals. We don't need to score many. We need to score just one and not conceded one. Then it would be perfect. But then saying that, of course, it's more difficult, especially when on the bench I like to have some power to at the end of the game to threaten more the opponent. It won't be probably the case, but still Scott Sinclair is there, Gabi Agbonlahor is there, and then and we have on Carles and Jack as well, some players who can score as well.
It's very hard to judge necessarily against West Ham because for 15 odd minutes or so, you actually looked like you were going to cause West Ham problems, but obviously circumstances kind of overtook you.
Yes, but I think we can rely on this 20 minutes to the future because, of course, you never know how it could have been the game 11v11, but for sure, you're right, the first 20 minutes were okay. We played good football, we caused some problem to West Ham, which is a good team and difficult to play against. Then we are on the same tone than we has been the past few weeks. Then the target now is to keep going on that way, but then to add the victory for sure.
Mm-hmm. And what about Norwich? Because they're in more or less the same sort of situation. They'll be fighting for the 3 points on Saturday as well. So draw's not really good enough for anybody, is it?
No, for sure. For us, there are 10 points ahead of us. We could close a little bit this gap and put pressure on them. Then for us, of course, a draw is not wouldn't be a good result for sure on Saturday.
I asked you after the game about the reports in the press about your future. You said now is not the time to talk about that. Is now the time to talk about that?
No, sorry, not it's not the time for that. I mean, and in the next few weeks, it won't be the time. For the only reason that I want only concentrate as much as I can my energy on my team, on how could we win games to still keep this fight alive, to not to be relegated. And any individual case is not welcome at the moment. And mine is, I'm part of the team and, you know, it's not at all the time.
Would it be fair to say just finally that in the summer, that's when you'll be sitting down thinking, yes, no, maybe?
Probably like most of managers, you know, except the two big managers that have already been given a team for next season. All the other managers probably are in the same case. You know, football now, modern football is about more short term than long term, even if everybody has contract sometime. But for me, is in my case, it's more about winning the next game on the short term than thinking about the long term.
Remy, how do you deal with the fact that no matter how well you play, you have a problem and lack of goals is your problem? No matter how well you play, how do you deal with that as a manager? Because you get your team to play well and still can't win games because you can't score goals.
Yes, but you know, as a player, everybody prefers to play good football, to play good games. Of course, we play we try to play well to score goals. For me, this is the best way to win games, is to play well. This is a philosophy that I defend. This is mine. There is probably other, but mine is this one. And probably if I've been appointed in that club, it's because the player that I've been brought in this football club is more fitted to this kind of game. But then, of course, we are not scoring. Possession ball is not guaranteed you to win the game. Then, but as I said, especially in the difficult time we are, when you are not winning game, if you add the fact that you are not playing well, everything is wrong. Then actually we could say that we are not playing too bad, and then we need to add goals.
Conversely though, you can be playing poorly and scoring goals and winning games.
For sure. But as I said to you, I'm not sure that I've got the players to play that way. And to be fair, I haven't been appointed in that club to play a different football than I'm trying to do. Hopefully the player are responded very well, as best as they can, probably. And this is more a question now of efficiency sometime. And we can say also to be a bit more lucky on some decision.
What's the mood in the dressing room? We know how you are because we see you, but what's the mood in the dressing room? Are the players still believing?
Yes, they are, for sure. They are, and if they wouldn't believe that it's still possible, they couldn't play like that, you know. And of course, everybody is suffering. Everybody is very worried about the situation. Hopefully there is different... To be fair, there is different mood in the changing room, you know. But the collective one, the main one, is we are still fighting because we don't want to give up. And to be fair, I am the one that I told you that will be the last one to give up. And I show that way. This is the only one we have to do. To be fair, we feel so much support from our supporters, our fans. What they have done again in the West Ham away game was terrific, you know. After 20 minutes, everybody went quite down, but they still carry on to support the team because everybody, as I said to the team, if we cannot win, we have not to lose. And everybody was in the same tune. And to be fair, to be support like that from them, it's brilliant. For myself, I receive a lot of support letters, and this backing for me is very important, to be fair, because I always said that the football club is not only players or board, it's also fans, and they are part of the club. They probably suffer a lot. They imagine the worst for next season. Then they are still behind us, and for myself, it's very important to feel that, and I thank them a lot, despite the fact that we are not winning games.
Finally, you'll be asking the players to be inspired by the fans.
Yes, but they are. To be fair, they are, and I like this kind of communion, you say?
Relationship,
between the fan and the player, because it's really helpful, and to be fair, we need that. I told you many times that even at Villa Park, we need that during the game. After the game, if we have not been playing well, if I have made the bad decision, we need to accept criticism because this is a public stuff and it's a game. Then we have to accept that. But during the game, especially in our situation, the players need to feel this support.